Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, kids, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again, ready, willing, and able to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together. Now would be the time that I would ask you to subscribe to the pod just to guarantee you get this wonderfulness waiting for you each and every day around 10 a.m. on any of your favorite podcast platforms. We will talk about the cost to acquire one of these, and it shouldn't faze Falcon fans at all. Plus, these Braves numbers are such good news for the brand, for the fans, and the team. And speaking of fans, Georgia fans have been asked this same question for four decades, but I will ask it again today. All of that coming up, but first I'll remind you we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of taking you guys on the road to see your favorite teams play. You're a Braves fan, a Falcon fan, a Hawk fan, Georgia football, Georgia Tech basketball, you name it. Atlanta United, which some big announcements coming up for supporters of Atlanta United over the coming weeks. We've got a trip coming up to Braves spring training. It's our Bravo spring training trip in March with three nights booked at the beautiful Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, March 10th through the 13th. It's going to be great. Picture your toes in the sand, enjoying beautiful temps, and Braves and Pirates will send you there in Bradenton with the transfers back and forth. You'll have round trip from the hotel to the game and back. We've got a very cool meet and greet that we'll be announcing in the days ahead. It's a beautiful hotel. The price is unbelievable, better than you're going to find anywhere else. So I want you to join us. You can book at atlsportstrips.com. Now, one of the big talking points when we got into the Lamar Jackson rumors with the Falcons last week was the cost. And that had been, I think, what even superseded talking about Lamar's talent. There are some that are even on the fence about acquiring Lamar for the player that he is. I've heard stupid stuff like Lamar hasn't won enough in the playoffs. Why would we go do it? Which is funny coming from a Falcon fan who hasn't seen a playoff game in 2017 or since 2017. But mostly it's been about the cost, the trade capital you have to give up, and the price to pay Lamar Jackson. So let's look at it this way. If I took Lamar's name off and just said you can pick up any MVP caliber quarterback at 26 years old, wouldn't the answer be I'll pay any price, be it draft capital or cash? Especially if I'm a franchise like the Falcons, who have been lost for the last four, five, six seasons. Now, I'm a Falcon fan, and I wouldn't feel bad about paying any price to get an upper echelon, top five, top six, top eight quarterback, whatever you consider Lamar Jackson. I'll give you a comp. Think back to what the Chiefs did when they moved up to acquire Patrick Mahomes. I want to say they moved up from 27 to 12 in the draft, and that was a couple of first-round picks and another third-round pick. Do you think the Chiefs today care that they gave up a couple of first-round picks and a mid-round draft pick? No, the answer is they don't. And don't, you know, just play the result on this. When they traded for Patrick Mahomes, it was not a slam dunk in a lot of people's mind that you're getting this type of player. There was a lot of questioning of what did Kansas City do by giving up what they did to go move up and take Mahomes, but they didn't worry about that price. They're now in Kansas City paying Mahomes an average salary of $45 million a season. Now, you can play with some of that money, how it ends up on the cap, but that's the average for Mahomes. Do you think the Chiefs regret giving up the picks and now the money? The answer is no. I'm not saying Lamar Jackson is Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying to get that type of player, if I'm the Falcons and you'd have to give up probably three first-round picks. But remember, it's really only two, because if the Falcons were going to draft a quarterback, it would have been used on a young quarterback anyway. So you're going to give up two extra picks in that case. The Chiefs, if you look at the structure of their roster now, because they pay Mahomes what they do, it makes it very difficult to lay out a roster the way you would want, because the quarterback is making such a big bulk of the money. And that's one of the concerns that Falcon fans have. If you paid Lamar Jackson $45 million, well, now you've got to thread the needle on the rest of this the roster to build a team that you think can go out and compete to make the playoffs and make a deep run. So I'll give you an example of the Chiefs, who have seven or eight other guys making good money after Mahomes. Defensive tackle Chris Jones makes $23 million this season. Their starting guard Joe Thuney makes $14 million this season. Travis Kelce only makes $12 million, which is kind of mind-boggling. But again, the structure of these deals changes what it looks like each year. Starting safety for them, Justin Reed makes $11 million. Defensive end Frank Clark makes $10 million. They have Marcus Valdes-Scantling making $9 million. And then their first-round pick, Trent McDuffie, makes $8 million. Kind of funny enough, Harrison Butker makes $3.5 million. He's next on their list. So for the Falcons, if you paid Lamar Jackson after you traded for him, I said the same thing about Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan getting paid was not the reason the Falcons' cap fell apart. The Falcons' cap fell apart because they paid the wrong guys outside of the quarterback. Every team would pay the franchise quarterback whatever the going rate is because he gives you a chance to win. But when you pay Devontae Freeman too much, you pay both corners like Trufant Alford, you pay Deion Jones, you pay Vic Beasley in the fifth-year option, you do all those things, and you keep giving Julio the new deals, well, yeah, it's going to put your cap in a very bad way because you come very top-heavy in the roster with two okay corners, with a receiver starting to get to the back end of his career, a running back that started to break down, and you're like, oh, where's my money? Oh, it's not playing. For the Falcons, they would have to follow the Chiefs' lead in getting a lot of this stuff right. For instance, the Chiefs' starting running back is Isaiah Pacheco, a seventh-round pick. Cheap. Plays a lot of snaps. Sky Moore was a second-round pick. Played a lot of snaps. Cheap. Creed Humphrey was a second-round pick in 2021. Starts at center. He's cheap. Both first-rounders this season, Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis, play a ton. They're cheap. Their free agent pickups, they're not breaking the bank for Jerick McKinnon or Juju Smith-Schuster or Justin Watson. They traded for Kadarius Toney. These guys are all cheap. Just because you spend a ton on your quarterback, be it in picks or in salary cap, does not mean you can't go out and compete for a championship. It makes it a little more difficult, but still very doable. If the Falcons have a chance to get Lamar Jackson, I've been on record over and over, do it. I know the price is going to be extreme, but it should be. He's an uber-talented 26-year-old former MVP in his prime. Do whatever you can to go get him. Before we talk about some Braves numbers that I think send some good vibes for the future for the Braves, I'll remind you we're brought to you by the Rhodes Group. The Rhodes Group is a great local company. The Rhodes Group is my personal insurance agents. Their goal for me was very simple because, like a lot of you, I'm looking for ways in my budget to save some money. And one of the ways I found that I could save is having the Rhodes Group shop my home and auto insurance rates. I didn't realize it until a couple of years ago. You should be having somebody do this every year. Hell, have them do it every 6 months. You have nothing to lose. There's some things you're not going to be able to shop in some cases to lower your monthly payment. In this case, when it comes to home and auto, the Rhodes Group saved me about $2,000 when it was all said and done over a couple of year period. And you can do the same. If you visit the Rhodes Group website, they're going to shop rates for you, which will save you time, money, and a lot of frustration. By the way, tell them Matt sent you, just to let them know you were listening to the podcast. They have a landing page set up that you can go directly to and get up to 10 quotes in under 10 minutes. Go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff. That's R-H-O-A-D-S, rhodes-group.com/churnoff. Or call the Rhodes Group directly at 678-341-9667, and they will shop those rates, save you some money with the Rhodes Group. I took my youngest, my 10-year-old, to Braves Fest over the weekend, and they do a really great job, the Braves, with all the different events from photo stations to Q&As to clinics for their fans to watch players talk about the craft that they perform. But I thought the coolest thing for me, just walking around both the Battery and Truist Park, was seeing the amount of different jersey choices that Braves fans were wearing, which is a compliment to the organization that there are so many either young star players or just fan favorites. And it also says a lot because the Braves lost Freddie Freeman and Dansby Swanson in back-to-back years. The jersey I saw the most of was Ronald Acuna, but there were plenty, and I mean plenty, of 27 Austin Rileys and number one Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris's and Spencer Striders, who now they're going to have to get a new 99 because the 65 is gone. But the 54 Max Fried. I saw a decent amount of Matt Olson's. Like, I saw 5, 6, 7 different jersey choices worn in bulk. I love to see the Travis d'Arnaud's that you see out there as well. You see some Kyle Wright's mixed in. Again, this core of young players that will be together for a while. The nice thing about having these jerseys is you know you're going to be able to wear them a time or two again. Now, it's baseball and it's a business. The hope was that Freddie Freeman would have been here for his entire career, or Dansby Swanson. It doesn't always work out that way. But when you see that many different jersey numbers being worn by that many different fans, again, it is a compliment to the organization that they've been able to put in place what they have, winning a world championship, being a five-time winner of the NL East in a row and keeping most of this core together to show off those jerseys moving forward. Before we talk about a question that has been asked to Georgia fans for four decades, I will remind you we're brought to you by the Daily Draft. Go say hi to my buddy Sean Daly in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. The Daily Draft is one of the great sports bars you will find in Metro Atlanta. It is perfect if you're combining great views of all the games you want to watch. It's a multi-level sports bar experience with a craft beer bar. I know you crafties love your choices. You've got them at the Daily Draft. You've got self-serve taps that will allow you to pick and choose what you want, when you want, on demand from the Daily Draft. Go to their website at thedailydraft.net, or you can follow them on their social pages on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with everything going on for Championship Sunday. Make it a point to stop by the Daily Draft and enjoy what they have to offer. All right, so here's my question to Georgia fans. I've asked it. It's been asked by fans, by media, by everybody else. I grew up in Atlanta. I've been to plenty of Georgia basketball games, dating back to Hugh Durham, like in the 80s, when my dad used to take me to Stegman Coliseum to watch Alec Kessler and Latrell Green and Rod Cole and Jody Patton. But it's always stung me as the same question of why Georgia basketball does not get the amount of attention that you would imagine from a university with that many students, with that much alum, with that much interest. So why can't Georgia basketball get half the amount of attention as Georgia football? I don't know the answer. Now, there have been blips. There was the Tubby Smith blip. There was a Jim Herrick blip. There have been some other blips. But again, this is a time when I've asked a question. You can tweet me at Real Matt Atlanta because I'd love the answer and I don't know. Now, you can say they don't win consistently enough. Maybe that's the case. This is the chicken or the egg, right? Will the fans come if they win? If they show up repeatedly, will the Georgia powers that be put more money into the facilities? I don't know. But I know this. I think Mike White was a pretty good hire. I know Florida fans might disagree, but I think White was a good hire. I think this team has overachieved to this point, and I know they have been getting good crowds right now. Can they consistently do that at the University of Georgia and get the attention? When I host a sports talk radio show every day, I think, what are going to be interesting topics to hold a majority of the audience? I wish I could talk Georgia hoops more and keep people engaged. I wish I could talk Georgia Tech hoops more and keep people engaged. But just the sheer amount of Georgia alum in our city and in our state, you would think that would be enough to have people interested. Now, maybe if Georgia rides a NCAA tournament streak, they make it 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row. Maybe all of a sudden it churns up that way. I don't know. But I've seen that before where there have been blips that haven't been sustained, so the fan base has not been engaged. I don't know what the answer is. I'd love to hear yours. Again, you can tweet me at Real Matt Atlanta. Give me your thought on whether or not Georgia can ever get to that point where the basketball program can get half, and I'll just say half, as much attention as the football program. Right now, I'd call it about a tenth of the attention that the football program gets from Georgia fans, Georgia media, just Georgia observers. All right, if you guys would, like I said, subscribe to the pod. It'll be waiting for you each and every day, wherever you get your favorite podcast. You can download and re-download and re-download and subscribe and all that good stuff. I will talk to you next afternoon in Atlanta at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.